Firstly, I will discuss sibling relationships' characteristics and the factors influencing their bonds. Understanding the primary influences on these bonds is crucial. Why? Because it enables us to manage disagreements and conflicts more effectively. Moreover, it empowers us to foster and nurture the bond between siblings. So how can we support them in developing a healthier, stronger relationship? The primary influence on sibling bonds, unsurprisingly, is on us. Each parent uniquely perceives each child. Imagine yourself wearing glasses as in the attached picture, and when you put on your glasses, you see each child through a different color lens. For example, when you look at the oldest child, you use green lenses. For the middle child, you switch to yellow lenses. And for the youngest child, you put on white lenses. As parents, we define these lenses from the moment each child is born. So, how do we define these different lenses for each child? I'm clarifying this now. Our unique perceptions of our children are largely characterized by birth order. That is, who was born first, second, third, and so on. Each child comes into a distinct reality. The oldest child, who was born first, is often perceived as responsible and mature. As first-time parents, we pour our complete attention onto this child, experiencing a mix of excitement and fear. Our anxieties and meticulousness might influence this child in various ways. The dynamics change when the second child is born. This child often takes a path contrary to their older sibling, becoming somewhat of a rebel. It's a struggle to live in the shadow of the responsible elder sibling. To establish their own identity, they might choose different hobbies. For instance, if the older sibling is into karate, the younger one might take up soccer. This differentiation can ignite competition and jealousy over questions like who is the best, who earns more parental love, or who gets more attention. If the elder child is obedient and the second is rebellious, siblings can sense parents' difficulty in managing these diverse personalities. They realize the differences between them, leading to intensified competition. Competition is a healthy part of growing up, but it's essential to keep it within limits. As parents, it's our duty to ensure a balanced environment at home. The arrival of the second child causes a shift in the family dynamics, somewhat displacing the oldest child from their established place. They have been the center of attention until now, and their new position can trigger feelings of anger and lead to unexplained outbursts. The birth order continues with the third child, typically the youngest, who often enters the world with fewer parental expectations. Being the youngest, they are usually pampered and tend to get things their older siblings did not, whether it's material possessions, gifts, or even attention. This earns them the label of boundary breakers as they manage to push existing family boundaries. This shift significantly impacts the middle child, who until now enjoyed the perks of being the youngest. Another factor influencing our perception of our children through different lenses is the age gap. If there's a considerable age difference between siblings, more than 7 years, the youngest may take on the role of the eldest, and I will explain why. As previously discussed, traits such as responsibility and obedience are often exhibited by the eldest child. Even at a young age, they display these characteristics, particularly when there's a substantial age difference of more than 7 years between them and their next sibling. They tend to naturally step into the role of the eldest. Another critical aspect is the difficulties parents might experience while trying to have a child. If parents grapple with issues in this process, it could significantly change their perception and treatment of their children, particularly towards the child born after many years of trying. Another contributing factor is the nature of the pregnancy. whether it was accidental or planned, as it also influences the family dynamics. Take into account parents who, having had three sons, and they were hoping for a daughter, but instead had another son. Their disappointment might have a significant impact. In cases where there are children with special needs, these children usually receive additional protection from the parents. Moreover, siblings of children with special needs often comprehend their roles better. They tend to offer increased support and assistance to their sibling, which in turn influences their relationships and roles within the household. Let's consider an example. A family came to my clinic where the mother was experiencing a strained relationship with her daughter. As you might expect, this tension spilled over to the other siblings, resulting in disharmony among them. The underlying issue was that the daughter reminded the mother of her husband's sister, a person she had a hard time getting along with. Through therapy, we unveiled this problem, which paved the way for treatment. This process, in turn, led to improved relationships within the family. Other factors can also influence these dynamics. Consider twins, for instance. Each twin, the parents see the world through their unique lens. Do they view the first born child differently? Who do they take first? Are they smaller or larger physically? By putting together all these lenses, we arrive at a different color. This color, when seen through our glasses, represents our influence on the siblings' bond. This is how we perceive siblings collectively. For example, if we consistently address twins as a unit and refer to them collectively instead of by their individual names, it can significantly affect their behavior. Why is this so? It's because they spend a majority of their day trying to assert their individual identities. They're keen to showcase their distinct personalities, which can result in amplified competitiveness and escalated jealousy between them. This behavior, unfortunately, can adversely affect their bond. Let's think about our simple request for the oldest sibling to yield to the younger one, play with them, and constantly compare them. It could damage the bond between them. The older sibling might grow wary of it. They may not want to play with or concede to the younger one, potentially straining their relationship. Another important example, particularly for divorced families, is the acceptance of stepchildren. If a parent dislikes one of the stepchildren, it affects the sibling relationships. Thus, parents' attitudes shaped by all these factors influence the quality of the sibling's bond. Now that we have recognized the influence we have on our children's bond, let's explore effective strategies to enhance and maintain sibling relationships. We will delve into what actions we should take and what we should avoid in order to nurture and strengthen the bond between the siblings.